Okay, let's begin. Maestris, Daf Mem Gimel. And we are the last couple of Dafim here in Maseches Maestris. And we're on Mem Beis Mabez, three lines from the bottom, where the Gemara brought up, again, the sugi of Sfichin. Why is this, what is this brought up? Because we're talking about when things grow a third. So the Mishnah spoke about if it grows a third in Syria, owned by a guy, the different halachas about if it's totally pater, that was Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa, or the Chachamim say, no, it's not totally pater. Well, grew Bishas, that it was owned by a guy, so then it is pater. But it grows afterwards, you have to take off Maestris, and you have to take it off, though, based on the previous year, because it would still grew. These things go after that that stage for determining the year, Maeser Ani or Maeser Sheni. And then we related that not only to Surya, but also to pre- and post-Shemitah. Pre- and post-Shemitah, and that's what Rabbi Yonasan Bar Yossi said on top, that if it grows Havash Lish before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so then it is considered pre-Shemitah Tfua, and therefore there's no Isser of Sichin. So then, based on the Pasuk, based on the Drasha, so the last thing we said was that Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yossi, was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, not one of the five famous Talmidim that he started again with, not one of the Rabbi Sinisha B'Darom, but Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yossi. He had more than five Talmidim. He had 24,000 the first time, so Mustami had more than five the second time. So he followed his Rabbi Shita. So which Shita? So first the Gemara thought to say, oh, that Havash Lish is significant. And the Gemara said, no, everybody thinks Havash Lish is significant. So you wouldn't link that to his Rebbe because he could be linked to the other Shita too. So really, what he's linked to is his Rebbe Shita that Rebbe Kiva holds, Svichin is Daraisa. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, as Safiya Kitzir Chalosiksar, that you can't partake of Svichin, of growths, of aftergrowths. So Rebbe Kiva says, Svichin is Daraisa. Svichin is Daraisa. So what do you eat according to Rebbe Akiva? If all Svichin are Daraisa, so you have to have some type of a limit in terms of what we eat. But generally, most Tanam do not hold it like that. Most the other Tanam hold Drabanan, and that's what we paskin. We paskin that Svichin is Drabanan. That's the Rambam, if you remember in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel in the fourth parak, the Rambam says, Kol Shetotzi Aretz Peshona Shvias, anything that grows during Shmita, Bein Min Azera Shenafal Ba Mikodem Shvias, whether it's from seed that dropped from before Shmita, Bein Min Ha'ikarim Sheniksaru Mikodem V'Chazru V'Asu, Ushneim Nikrin Safiach, whether it's from the seeds or whether things that you cut and it grew again during Shmita, all of that's called Svichin. Bein min ha'asavim ba'yirakos she'alu me'alem ve'in lam zera hakol mutar la'achlo min ha'Torah. Everything's mutar midaraisa to eat. Shenemar v'haisa Shabbos ha'aris lachem la'achla. The Rambam says it's for you to eat. Afilu sada shenitayva b'shvius. Right, even if a field that I plow during Shmita illegally. Vitzamcha peroseho mutaran bachila. Right, we paskin ne'evad. You did a nisa daraisa, but ne'evad is mutar to eat. It doesn't ask for the food. Vizeo shenemar sviach kitzircha lo siktsar. How do you translate those words? Sviach kitzircha, do not harvest. Shelo yiktsar kederach shekotzer b'kol shana. Don't harvest it in the normal way that you do the whole year. If you harvested it in the normal way, you get malchus. And there's a machlokes b'shonim. What does it mean, unusual? Does that mean quantity, or does that mean how you do it, what we might call quality. Ketzar, kugon shekatzar, kol asada, vehemid kri v'dosh babakar, what's derech ha-kotzrim, where you harvested the whole field, and you made a big pile, and you threshed with cattle. O shekatzar la'avodas ha'aretz, or you harvested for the ground, k'mo shebi'arnu. Ela kotzar ma'at ma'at, v'chovit v'ochel. Little bit, and beating it sounds like only with like one's hands, manually. And not the, so that's the Rambam. And then the next halacha, the Rambam says, "Umidivrei sofrim shiukol asvichin asurim bachila svichin midrabanan midivrei sofrim we paskin v'lama gazra aleim." Why were Chazal goes there on growths by themselves? Things grow by itself during Shmita. You're not allowed to partake. V'pnei over avera shelo yelech v'yizra tfua v'kitnis v'zerone gina b'toch sadeu. A person wouldn't go planting vegetables and legumes and all these things that need to be planted annually, b'seser, privately, ukshe yitzmechu, yochal mehem, v'yomar, svichinein. They grew by themselves, but really they planted them. L'fichach, asur, kol ha-svichim, atzomchem b'shvias. That's where they asked all svichin. But what do you see from here? It only applies to things that need to be planted during each year. Halamadah to the Rambam says, she'ein oklen mipeir shvias, ela peras ilanos va'asavim, shein zaranos samro va'adam. Only things that grow by themselves. Kagon hapigam vayarbuzin vashotim. Aval yirakos, but vegetables. Shederach rov ha'adam lizroa osan. That are planted. Beginos uminitvua v'kinios. Kalat someach mehen asur midivrehem. Anything that grows by themselves, also the Rabbanan, v'malakit osa makros o makas mardus. And if anybody gathers them, that's makas mardus. So that's svichin. So again, our Gemara says that the fact that Rabbi Yonasan bar Rabbi Yossi needed a drasha to teach me that if something grows a shlish before Shemitah, it's not included in Svichin, so it sounds like Svichin is also Daraisa, and that's reflective of his Rebbe Shita, Rebbe Akiva. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Gemara, Hey Via, what are we quoting here? Rav Chaim Gnievsky says, either it's a Braisa or it's a statement of the Amoram. We're not sure. One of the two. So, says the statement. We're safe that way. Hey via pachos mishlish lifnei shvius. We're going to expand on what we said earlier. Right? If something grows before shvius, less than a shlish. Right? It did not reach shlish before shvius. V'nichnas shvius, and then shvius comes. So it grows, it gets to the crucial moment during Shemitah. Asura mishum svichin. That's an isur of svichin. If, we have to know how to read this line, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, if I harvested it after it grew a shlish. Meaning if something started growing before Shemitah, and then it grew Havashlish during Shemitah, and then I harvested it, so then it is considered Svichin. Again, we do not pass in this way. Remember, we've quoted back in Shvius, that if we pass in the Lamaisa, if it's Durabanan, if it grows a tiny drop, and you have that picture that Rav Rimon has of the Chazon Ish on the floor, on Tzom Gedalia, looking if he see any growths on the ground, and if he can, he would matter the whole field, right? Based on a language, Lashon HaRambam. But the Bryce here says, see, if it grew a shlish during Shemitah, and I harvested it after it grew a shlish, so then that would be Aser Mishum Svichin. V'lo chala alav Kudusha Shvias, but there is no Kudusha Shvias on it if I harvested it before Havash Shlish. See, each line is referring to something else. The first line of Aser Mishum Svichin is Aser Mishum Svichin if I harvested it after it grew a shlish, and then there's no Kedusha Shvias on it if I harvested it before it grew a shlish during Shemitah. Why would that be? Why would you harvest it so early before it grows a shlish? That means I want to just use it for, it's like grass. I want to use it for animal fodder. So that's exactly the reason. Because if I'm cutting it, even during Shemitah, if I'm cutting it before it got to a shlish, that shows that what was my kavanah the whole time? Grass. To use it for animal fodder. So that already started before Shemitah. So nothing changed. Nothing changed. So that's why it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Shekvar hayu asavim. It was already grass. Because you just showed in your actions that it's, for you it's all grass. It's not food. And therefore, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. V'lo chala alein Kedusha Shvias. There's no Kedusha Shvias on that. Right? And that's why, look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky on top. Umay da amrina nasura. That which we said, Asura, that it is Svichin, and Kedusha Shvias, Kisha Loket Osa, Kisha Nigmar Bishula. If you harvested it after it grew. Verotze Balatvua, and you want it for Tavua, not for Esev. Tibekai Gavnaz, Lina Basar Shlish Gidula. Then you go after the later time. Avalim Rotze Ben Asavim, for Hayu Asavim, Bishishis. It was already grass, nothing changed. If you're harvesting it before Havo Shlish. And what about the opposite case? Not pre, but post. The end of Shemitah. The end of Shemitah, something grew, right? Something grew by itself. It did not get to a shlish before in Shemitah. The nichras Shminis, and now it's the eighth year. Muteres mishum svichin. The opposite. If I cut it, if I harvested it after it grew a third, that's mutter. Why? Because that's called eighth year. That's called eighth year. It was only grass during Shemitah. And now it's tevua, so that's eighth year. But there is Kedusha Shvias if I harvested it before the Havo Ashlish, because that would be the opposite, because then it already reached the stage of grass in Shemitah. It was already Asavim, and that is Kedusha Shvias, right? Even if I'm going to feed it to my animals, it still has Kedusha Shvias. Period. Adkan, the pre and the post regarding that. Good. Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Yochanan, Reb Lakish. Trehon Marin, they both say exactly what Reb Elazar said on yesterday's daf. What did Reb Elazar say on yesterday's daf? We had a machlokas tanam the shita, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Remember, if something grows in Syria, owned by a guy, if it reaches Avash Lish, the hands of a guy, Rabbi Akiva says, you buy it, potter. Potter forever. Everything's potter. The Chachamim say no. You have to be meiser, you have to take off meiseris from what grows in your rishus, but based on the previous year. So that is what Rabbi Elazar said, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlakish say. Same thing. Shreyon Marin, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim would agree to Rabbi Akiva, b'sidran shalshanim, regarding the year. Shem haya sheni sheni ani ani. Even though they don't say as extreme as Rabbi Akiva, that if it was havar shlish during, while it belonged to the guy, that's poter, but they do say it has a significant, it's a significant time, and therefore you go by the previous year. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan expands and says, really, we're talking about Surya. Right? We're talking about Surya being a key, but really, he puts three together. Three realities that are exemptions. So in these three realities that are exemptions, if there's Havashlish during the time of exemption, so it's the same Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. What are the three realities? Hefker, Hekdish, V'Surya. V'Surya. Those three, Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, V'Chachamim. So it not only applies to Surya, but it also applies to the other two as well. Meaning, if it grew a shlish when it was hefker, and then I was zochet to it, Rabbi Akiva would say it's totally, always, there's never a chi of trumas of maestros, and the chacham would say, there is, but you go by the previous year. Amar of Shimon Lakish. We just said before that there's a situation where the chacham modes Rabbi Akiva, now we have the opposite. Mode Rabbi Akiva lachachamim, Rabbi Akiva, who usually said, again, what did Rabbi Akiva say? If a vashlish grows in Surya, in the hands of a guy, totally pater. He would agree, though, by non-tevua. Mode Rabbi Akiva lachachamim, b'chenet vashrasha. Chenet means blossoming, that's fruit. Peros ilan. He would agree by fruit. Vahashrasha, that's taking root, that's by kitnios. The Mefarshim explain. Meaning, he would agree that if chanata for fruit or hashrasha for kitnios took place in the hands of a guy in Surya, that does not pater forever. That does not. Rabbi Kiva would agree to the Rabbanan there that you have to be maser the gidulin in that case. Why? Because, Mother Marafolda explains, chanata and hashrasha happen very, very early. Happens very even before a third. So Rabbi Kiva, most of that growing is going to happen in your rishus. So Rabbi Kiva is not going to say there that you're pater forever. He only said it here by tfua for avashlish, by wheat and by other like items. But when it comes to fruit or when it comes to kidneys, as explained here, he would agree in that case. The other Mefarshim give other reasons. Chaim Kanievsky, and there's also the Stipler and Zrom give another reason why Rabbi Akiva would agree here, but we're not going to mention that right now. A parallel type of case. Also, a case where Havashlish happened at a time of exemption, and then it became Mechuyev, or we're going to flip it also. We're going to see two opposite cases here. Look at this case. Zara v'churba. What happened? There's a dilapidated, broken it down area where something collapsed. So nobody's using it. So I throw some dirt on the floor there and I plant. I plant there. Zara v'churba. So churba is like outdoors because there's no roof. So zara v'churba. So that's a situation of chiyuv. Right? It starts off, it reaches avashlish b'shas chiyuv. It's outdoors. It reaches avashlish. Vevi yishlish. Vesika chagabov. But then I fix the churva. I fix the dilapidated area and I put a roof on it. So now it's potter. So this is the flip side. Al daiti Rabbi Akiva. Here, Rabbi Akiva, who said before potter, hatosav eschayiv. Here we would say chayiv. Because again, what does Rabbi Akiva say? You go by havashlish determines. So Rabbi Akiva says earlier the cases were havashlish determines to exempt. Here havashlish determines to obligate. The Tosefes Chayef. And Al Daitin, the Rabbanan, HaTosefes Pater. And according to the Rabbanan, who said that Havashlish is not so significant, you also take into account where the Gidulim are. So here, the Gidulim grew in a Matzav of Ptur. And therefore, the Gidulim would be Pater. That's one direction. You make a Churva, and you put a roof on the Churva. And what about the opposite case? The opposite case are like the previous cases. Zara Babayas. What if I start, I plant something in a house with a roof, and then it reaches Havashlish in the house, and then the Havir Aschach, and then I took off the roof. May al gab. We skip the next word and we add an amen. The Havir Aschach may al gabav, and I take off the roof from on top. So that's exactly like the other cases. Al daiti Rabbi Akiva Tosefes Pater, right? Because that's like Havashlish in the time of Hefker, Hektish, or Surya. Al daiti Rabbanan HaTosefes Chayiv. Period. Churva comes up. We know there are many halachas that are mentioned in Shas, but most well known probably is the second daf in the Shas Bavli about churva, right? That the Tana Rabbi Yossi, says Amar Rabbi Yossi, daf Gimel and Brachas in the Bavli. Pamachas iti mahalech baderach v'nechnasi lechurva achas. Michurvos Yerushalayim lehis palel. I went into one of the churvos Yerushalayim. Right, the Gemara says also in brachas later on, if somebody gets misamechas of a kala, kilubana echon michurvos Yerushalayim. A dilapidated. There's a special bracha you make when you see a churvos Yerushalayim that was rebuilt. You often don't see that, but when the churva synagogue was rebuilt, that was a chance for a bracha. That's mamish. It was known as the Churva, and it was destroyed, and when it was rebuilt. So he was passing by. He went into one of the houses, one of the Churvas, to daven. And Eliyahu HaNavi told, came over to him and said, what are you doing? Why did you go into the Churva? To daven, he says, you shouldn't have done that. I can't concentrate out on the road. You should have davened a tefillah katsara. And Rabbi Yossi says, I learned three things from Eliyahu HaNavi in the first churva story in Shas. Shloshet v'ram lamati, she'in nechnas on l'churva, don't go into a churva, it's too dangerous. V'lamati shem espalim baderech. And number two, if you need to, you could daven on the road. And number three, v'lamati shem espalim baderech, mezval tefillah katsara, if you need to. So I learned that from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Maariv Chai is here, opens up the sugya of, really? You learned that from Eliyahu HaNavi? Are you allowed to learn halachas from Eliyahu HaNavi? Right? How could you learn? What do you mean he learned from Eliyahu HaNavi? How could he learn from Eliyahu HaNavi? Look at Rashi. Rashi, quote the Rashi in Masechah Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches says, Isser veheter ein talui bo, dolo bashamayim hi. Isser veheter is not talui in Eliyahu HaNavi. Right, so lo bashamayim hi, right? Bamsiyah nuntes. V'eich lomar ashas, dinim elim Eliyahu. How do we learn from Eliyahu HaNavi? The Efshar Lomar, says the Maariv Chayis on that Gemara, Dimelio Omer Dina Mitzad HaNevua Oshayach Lo Bashamayim Hi. You're right. If he's prophesizing to us laws, so that you're not allowed to learn from. That's Lo Bashamayim Hi. Vein Navi Rashar L'Chadish Davar. Avalim Omer Milsa B'Taima Mashashama Mipi Chacham Machayrim. If he says something, Misvara, that he learned from other rabbis. Azai Shomin Lo. Kemosha Matzinu. Like we learn Erevin Membeis. Right, the Ratzah Shas Lomer Dehanu Shev Shmeitza Elio Amra Mashasham Beis Hamedrash. The Sugya in Erevin, that's where he talks about Elio Navi coming from outside the Tchum. But that's if Elio Navi is coming as a not as a Navi but as a Chach, one of the Chachmei Hamesora, then we can learn from him. Depends if he's coming as Elio Achacham or Elio Anavi. Right, that's the difference in terms of whether we can learn from him. Again, obviously a big topic. The issue of inside a house, obviously clear. Here is clear that. If you plant something inside a house, it's pater from maestros. That's clear from the Gemara. In Meseches Arla, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Meseches Arla has the suffix about what about Shemitah? What about Shemitah inside? Right, that's in the Yerushalmi in Arla discusses that, and that suffix of the Yerushalmi is the basis for the Chamamot, the hothouses. You know, whether there's an issur to plant or not inside a bias, because it says sade in one place and bias. So that's the big discussion of the chamamot, the indoor hothouses that are used during Shemitah in Gush Katif, and it's also called matzah menutak, which means raised up. Those are two different things, but often they're both, right? You raise it up from the ground and you put it into the hothouses. So this was a discussion every Shemitah. The Rav Vosner has a big tshuva about this, and Shevet Alevi, Chelaches. Chelaches, Simen Reish Mem Vav, and this is Tavshin Nun Beis, right? 1992. Vayas Chanan, the summer, Tavshin Nun Beis. I don't remember what year Shemitah was, but Shemitah the following year. This is the summer, it was the summer before, I don't remember. Po, Ovarna Adei Lotzerin. Maybe he's visiting outside of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael. Right? I think it was Lucerne is in Switzerland. Okay, it's in the summer. Maybe that's what he's he's there. Anyway, so he has a discussion of this, and he says, I was asked, he has the whole description of the chamamot, and you lift it up, and it's totally covered. So he says, miu bavade betarti letivusa. You have a double kula here, meaning to say that it doesn't have kedusha shvius, and there's no problem with planting in it. Number one, eino nakuv, right? It's not nakuv. V'tocha bayis, yishad gadol lahakel. Inside, this is Hagalahata. Why? Kivan di Yerushalmi perakama da arla mesafkale im noeg tochabayis. Right, like our Gemara talks about mice was for sure not tochabayis. The arla and the Yerushalmi arla has a suffix about shmita. Kivan the palm kasav lashon aretz the kol gambayis. One place by shmita that says you're not allowed to plant aretz, which is all inclusive. Upam kasav sada shemotzi bayis. So which is it? That's what Yerushalmi has a suffix. V'das g'dolei achronim, de gambas riyev akarkel in yishvias bezvan hazel lahakel imu b'toch habayis. And he says towards the end, he says, I'm going to call those tachas arakiya v'toch hachamama shini tosav lon esfekas Yerushalmi. He says, shvites bezvan hazel. So he says, yozel halacha yesh lofen otzirif shal kama kulis, lomaisa. A number of kulis. Number one is riyev b'toch habayis. Number two, shvias bezvan hazel, durabanan. Number three, atzat sheno nakov. Number four, suffix shall where they're planting it, that might not be even kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right down south. Number five, the malachas if it's done by a guy. That's another, you have all these five. And then he says, and maybe sell it to a guy. The karka, to a guy. Six. And then he says, towards the end, which is a crucial point, maker din, he says, mutter, but then he says towards the end, is this what the Torah wants? Is this what the Torah wants? To figure out a way to plant, come out like normal, during the Shemitah year. So again, one might say back, well, this is how the economy needs to function, you know, and it wasn't meant to destroy people's economy. Okay, so back and forth. But that's what he says towards the end. Ulai yesh lohaka beilo chamamot, mikom akom, halev no tele safek, imze ratzon chazal, lasos bishvias, ta'aseha, ta'asiyah shlema, shel gidule shvias, ulasapek lochol ha'am gedolim, tiriyim fresh, it's like all its whole industry. He says, if you sell it, he's noted to say it's mutter, but you could see his heart is not fully into it. And the next shuvin, Reish Mem Zayin, he says, you sent me the letter from Reb Shlomo Zalman, who Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Lahakel. He says, what do you need me for? Baruch Hashem, Shalolu Diditzrichim, Baroi Lismoch Alav Lavad. You don't need me, just rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he says, Daiti Ha'aniyah, he says again, Imzoram Ba'atza Sheino Nakiv Be'emes, V'toch Ha'bayse, Yishismach Lahakel, over Prat, Shvizim Zan Zez Durabanan. Uba Chamamot, and Asuyin Kein Bayis, L'kulei Yalma, L'chal Apachos, Gov Asar Tvachim, V'chulu. And then he says again, Libi Ansani L'sapek, Imzer Ratzon Chazal, Asos Mizet Ta'asiyah, Shleimash Al-Gidulei Shina Shviz. Shlomo Zalman didn't seem to be bothered by this. But he says, "Ani navoch b'chala parsha azos." So you see an honest posek. It's mutter, but I'm a little hesitant. So again, there's questions of the sarach. Okay, so we continue the last line. So we just related this machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana. And again, if havash shlish happens in a time of ptur, and then it becomes a time of chiyuv or the opposite, we add that by a number of cases. V'yaf b'chala kein machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim. Is there the same machlokas by chala? Meaning, if the havash shlish by wheat, if you're planning to use the wheat to make challah and to use as a dough, the chiyuv of challah we know kicks in at the moment you make the dough. So is havah shlish significant for that too? Is Rabbi Akiva going to tell me that if havah shlish happened in a guy's rishus in Syria, there's still going to be total p'tur forever, midaraisa? So the Gemara says no. Maybe Rabbi Akiva won't go that far. Mad by Rabbi Akiva. What are you asking Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Kiva even says, Rabbi Kiva Amar Peiros Chutz La'aretz Nechus La'aretz Chayav B'Challah. Rabbi Kiva says that Peiros Chutz La'aretz, if you have wheat of Chutz La'aretz, forget Surya, wheat of Chutz La'aretz, it's Chayav. Meaning, Rabbi Kiva says you go by Gilgal Ha'isa. You go by when you start making the dough, that's when the Chayav B'Challah kicks in. So even by things that totally grew in Chutz La'aretz, so of course, Havash Shlish in Surya. In Syria, it goes by where the Gilgal Isa happened. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds by Chala. If it happened in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayav Daraisa. If it happened in Chutz La'aretz, it is not. Again, we know Midrabanan, there's Chala even in Chutz La'aretz. Chala is Chutz La'aretz. But this is on a Daraisa level. So the Gemara says, in Yisper, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Yosan Makshi. If Rabbi Akiva would have held like Rabbi Eliezer in Hilchis Chala, so then he says, right, he says that there would be a p'tur. It doesn't go by the Gilgal. So then you have a good kasha. Then you have a good kasha. But, you know, right now, Rabbi Akiva himself holds that you go by Gilgal Isa, so therefore there is no question, it for sure would be Chayiv. Period. What about this case? Once we're talking about cases that you go from Petur to Chayiv, Rabbi Bun Barchia, Boi Kumi Rabbi Zeira, Zara Ba'atzitz She'eno Nakuv, V'nikev. Right, we just mentioned this earlier. Atzitz She'eno Nakuv. Remember the flower pot that does not have a hole in it on the bottom. So that is a Chayiv, usually it has the status Midrabanan. Midaraisa, right, it has no hole, so it's not connected to the ground, and it's not even nourished from the ground if it has a full bottom, right? So that's a state of p'tur. Let's say there was havah shlish in that state, and then you made a hole in it. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, achshav nikev. What does that mean? Very unclear. Now it got a hole. What does that mean? So the Marafolda says, it means the same achlokas, yeah. Same machlokas, Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan would apply. Same machlokas would apply. It's interesting, there's a Rashi in Shabbos that says, to be an atzitz nakuv, you don't have to have the hole on the bottom. You can have the hole on the side. Not like on the, let's say you have half the pail, half the flower pot full, and the hole's on top of the dirt. That doesn't count. But, I don't think. But if it's lower down, even though it's sideways, it's not connected to the ground at all, that still would work. So the Mefarshim talk about it, that does not make something, that might not make something tahor, let's say, for being in the ground. If something is tameh and then it goes into the ground and it loses its tumah. So the Achronim discuss, you know, that Rashi and the Divrei Yechezkel. The Divrei Yechezkel, one of the great Gedolim in Europe, Yechezkel Alevi Burstein. The Divrei Yechezkel, one of the two volumes used in the yeshivas, he says maybe there's a difference between different areas of halacha. Lefi Masha Kasafti, de'ikar din hechsher v'tuma le'inyin mechubar eino tali b'din chibur to kala Torah kula. Ela b'masha hu zarua b'foel. There's something called mechubar and there's something called zarua. Mechubar you can have with a hole on the side. That's already considered an atzitz nakuf. It's called mechubar. But it's not zarua. Zarua is what's needed for hechsher. Lefisa yesh lomar ba'ofan dechashiv rak mechuber levad velo zarua oz eino mol chiber linyan hechsher to be kamakom karina called zarua zeri zareya v'adayin sarach lezria uketolish dainin linyan hechsher. Regarding hechsher, it's detached. Lefisa nira dehach dina da'atis nakuv debichti shorish katan. What if you have a tiny space? Tavi mechubar bein linyan hechsher bein linyan shabbos u'maiser chalukim ein b'taimon the linyan shabbos u'maiser ikur that you need sheyariach men akarka. You need it to be get like the waft from the nourishment of the ground. Avlinyan hechsher atamu mishum dehach shir chashiv zarua b'karka. So mechubar and zarua, those are the two words that the Divrei Yechezkel uses, and there might be a chilek between the two. Okay, all right, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Next part, what did the Mishnah say? Rav Shimon Gamliel said about the case of Avash Lish by Surya. He says, if you buy it from a guy, in order to make it chayiv, you need two things. You have to buy it from a guy before Avash Lish, and you need to buy karka. You need to buy karka also. Those are the two things that Rebbe Yehuda needed. Right? The Mishnah back on Mem Aleph and Mabez. Right? Af Amar Shung Am Leo Bamed Rav Amuri and Bezan Shekana Karka. Right? He says both. If you bought Karka, what's the line? The Rasilio there says. Yeah. Desover Rashbag. Desuria Chiyuvad Midrabon and Binatarti. Kodem Shlish Veshiyekna Karka. You need both, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avin Asya Rav Shung Am Leo Peshitas Rav Shung Am Leo Zakeno. Reb Shimon Gamliel is going like Reb Gamliel, his zaken. There are a lot of Reb Gamliels. One was his father, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and one was his great grandfather. Right? That's this. They assume this. That's what this is going as. Right? His great grandfather. That's the zaken that is being referred to. Why? Because what is that? What did that Reb Gamliel say? That's followed. Did Tanin and Taman? We learned in a Mishnah in Chala. Yisrael Shaya recently going to Syria. A guy has a field in Syria, and a Jew is working the field. He's an Aris. He's a sharecropper. Rabbi Eliezer, Machayev, Hirosein, Lamaisus, Lashvias. Rabbi Eliezer says, hey, a Jew is working the land, so that's it. It's Chayev. Rabbi Gamliel, Poter. Rabbi Gamliel is Poter. This is Rabbi Gamliel. What do you mean, why Poter? He doesn't own the Karka. Right? What does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say in our Mishnah? You gotta, yeah, in Surya, it's a Durabanan. So you have to own both Karka and it has to be yours during Havar Shlish. And the Gemara says that's connected to the Mishnah in Chala from Rabbi Gamliel as well. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Maisris is connected to Rabbi Gamliel a couple generations earlier in Chala. Fine. Last line, Rabbi Yom Lefi Cheshbon. So what did the Mishnah say? Rabbi Al Rosha. Says the Gemara, that means on the Resha. It's referring back to the first opinion, right? Because it's a little confusing if you just read the Mishnah straight. Because what the Mishnah say, the Mishnah quoted the Tanakhama and said, if it gets to Onas HaMaisris, when it's in the hands of a guy, Pater. Pater even on the Gidulin. And then we have this Rav Shimon Gamliel in the middle. And then we have Rebbe Lefi Cheshbon. Rebbe means to say that no, the Gidulin are Chayiv. Like the Chachamim Shita and the Braisa. The Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, so we have Rebbe and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara just clarifies and says, that is going, Rebbe Shita, he's arguing on the Resha, on the Tanakhama, about that halacha, that the Gidulin are going to be Chayim. Okay, we'll stop here as we head towards the finish line. We have three more dafim here in Maseches Maaseros.